an election that left many Brazilians in tears, some from happiness, others from the heartbreaking defeat of their candidate. Victorious left-wing candidate Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva arrived to address Brazilians at his headquarters when it was confirmed that he'd narrowly beaten incumbent President Jair Bolsonaro.
This is the victory of an immense democratic movement that was formed beyond political parties or ideologies or personal interests so that democracy could triumph.
It's been an astonishing comeback for Brazil's first working-class president, who served two successful terms from 2003 to the end of 2010, but who was later imprisoned for corruption. The conviction was later overturned, allowing him to run for a third term.
Today's election is a little bit different because what we see is an election to defeat Bolsonaro, to get over these four very difficult years for Brazilians in general, especially for minorities.
That's why Tayana was crying.
We are women, we are artists, we are part of the LGBT community. It's been very difficult to live in a country that doesn't tolerate people as they are. Starting today, that will start to change.
But it won't be so simple after a bitter election that split Brazil in half.
The victory celebrations and speeches are understandable, but they do not hide the fact that President Jair Bolsonaro has yet to concede defeat, and neither have many of his staunchest supporters. And that doesn't bode well for what will clearly be the next government's greatest challenge, and that is to make Brazil whole again.
While leaders of both houses of Congress congratulated Lula for his win, some Bolsonaro supporters called for military intervention.
This is a fraud, and if people have to call on the army must intervene.
Bolsonaro himself hasn't said a word in public since casting his vote. The question is whether he plans to make good on earlier threats not to accept the election outcome. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Sao Paulo.